Hi, Casey. Welcome to Execu Peaks.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Casey, do you have a morning ritual?
I do. I have a gratitude list. That's one of the first things I do in the morning. And it's 100 things a day. And it doesn't have to be different. Like I can say the same thing, but I write down 100 things that I have gratitude for, whether it's clothing, shoes, water, food, shelter, having a computer, having a phone. I write down 100 things, gratitude, because when you spend more time on what you don't have, you'll continue to have that. So I spend time being grateful for what I have, and we have a habit of having things, and then when we lose it, complaining about it. But we weren't grateful, we weren't thankful while we had it. So the gratefulness really helps me to be grateful for what I do have, because no matter what you have, there is someone out there who doesn't have it. So that's one of the things I do. I usually pray in the morning. I drink water in the morning. I take vitamins in the morning, and I do a exercise in the morning. So that's usually my routine.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Do it afraid that it's never going to look like it's the right time. It's never going to look like everything is going to be right. That don't wait until it's right, because it won't be. You just have to do it. You have to take the risks. And yes, you may not win it all, but you'll definitely at least learn a lesson in the process, which is still winning. And so just do it.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
Be unique. Be as my favorite quote is, be as unique as your fingerprint. We tend to want to be like other people, or we are not happy with ourselves. Where, that person is taller, that person is skinnier, that person is this, that person is that, that person has this. They went to Yale and I didn't. And the best way to have success in anything in life, whether it's finances, relationship, business, your health, is to simply be you, to be unique, and stop following bandwagons, stop keeping up with the Joneses or the Kardashians, and just be you and be proud to be you. But in the same breath, don't criticize people who are not like you, and don't criticize yourself because you're not like others.
Very wise. What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
I started a my somewhat television channel called CSP Television. It's on YouTube, and I had the idea since 2018, but I didn't believe I was ready to start it yet because I wasn't able to start it the way I wanted to start it because of the pandemic, and I didn't have the resources. But I went ahead and I started it anyways, and it has turned into something unbelievable, to the fact that I'm just in awe of what it has turned into. There's a lot of content on there. I have a bunch of podcasts. I've been producing shows, and it's shown me that, again, you don't wait until the time is right. You just start, and as you start, what you need will come to you.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Oh, that's a good question. Definitely listen to the heart, because the mind is trying to protect you from the past, or trying to cause you to do things that you had pleasure, even though it was wrong. The mind reminds you, this felt good, do it again, or that happened, that was bad, don't do it again. And so sometimes it's better to listen to your heart, because sometimes the mind is just trying to protect you from rejection. Like, there are times when I'll see an opportunity and I'll go, oh, that looks good. Then I'll hear my mind say, no, don't do it, because you did that last time and you got a rejection. And so you may get another rejection, but the only way to get used to doing something is to do it regardless of what your mind is telling you. So definitely follow the heart more than the mind, because the mind's job is to protect you from past pain. So obviously be wise. Don't do things that are like, don't continue to be in a relationship with someone who's abusing you, but don't let the mind stop you from applying for another job or starting a business, because the last time you did it, it didn't work.
What's the biggest misconception about you?
I don't even know. I don't know that the biggest misconception, oh, that I am shy and soft-spoken and quiet. I am both outgoing and I'm both introvert and extrovert when I need to be. When I need to be loud and out there, I'll do that. But when it's time to sit down and be quiet, that's what I'll do. So that's, most people think I'm always shy and quiet and soft-spoken.
Well, I've seen your YouTube videos, and I find them to be entertaining. Your personality definitely shines through. For people who don't know, check them out.
Oh, thanks.
Well, Casey, what is your favorite comfort food?
It would have to be fruit. Mangoes.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Pet peeves. Gum. gum.
Really?
Yeah, gum that's been chewed, that's been left under a desk or left on the ground. I don't like gum. Or seeing people chewing gum bothers me. I'm not a fan of gum.
Is there any product that you can't live without?
Water.
If you found out today was your last day on Earth, what would you do?
I'd definitely contact as much people as I can and let them know that I love them. If I apologize to anyone that I need to apologize to. And then definitely get my stuff in order, like, you know, will and all that.
What's the best career decision you've ever made?
Being a writer. I always wrote since a child, but because of English class in school, I never thought that that was something I could actually do. So I was trying a whole bunch of other things. I was doing a bunch of whole other things, but they weren't really panning out, and I wasn't enjoying myself. And when I finally decided just to do this writing, I realized this is what I was supposed to be doing all along. And so that would definitely be my best decision, was just becoming a writer professionally.
As a writer, do you have a favorite book?
I've been asked this question so many times, and the answer will stay the same. I do not, but the one that I pick is not my favorite. It's just the one I pick because the name of the book is called Essays of Dysfunctional Families, Literary Betrayal, and it's two books in one. Literary Betrayal is a story of an author who chose to use his family and friends' secrets to write a book that became best-selling all over the world. And even though he made sure that their names and things like that were not exposed, they still were offended by it. The Essays of Dysfunctional Family is the actual book he wrote. So you get to read the book he wrote, and then after that you get to read his family and friends' reactions to his book. And so that's why I consider that not my favorite, but the one I always choose, because it's two books in one. And I believe it's a unique book. I don't know any other book out there like that.
Casey, you're also a fashion designer. What is one tip that you can offer to men and women?
Again, be unique. I'm not necessarily a professional fashion designer. I generally create clothing with art on them. So it's what I like to see. But it doesn't mean it's the right thing or it's the wrong thing. It's just what you like seeing yourself wearing and maybe would like to see someone else wear it. And, of course, there's nothing you can wear that every human being is going to like. So don't dress to impress or dress to please people, because you'll be changing every second. So just wear what you want to wear and be okay with. I mean, unless you wear nothing but black all day long. I mean, if you're okay with that, then do that. But if you care about, you know, fashion and color and things of that nature, wear it, and when people criticize it, you know, love on them regardless, because people are always going to criticize you no matter what you put on.
As a writer, do you have a favorite word?
Word?
Yes.
Favorite word, unique.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
The last thing I do before calling it a day, taking my evening vitamins.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
I definitely am in support of anti-bullying organizations. And I do have where it's, I have a children's book called How to Love Your Bully. And so when I get sales or profit from those books, I do donate a portion to certain anti-bullying organizations. So definitely that is something I support.
And finally, Casey, what do you do and where can people find you?
What do I do? So many different things. Mainly, I usually say I'm just a creator, whether that's with art, books, plays. I create stories and hopefully messages that will cause people to take a look at themselves and change before they ask the world to change. And you can find me at kcsamuelbell.com.
Casey, thank you for joining us on Executive Peaks.
Thank you for having me.